When G8 leaders met in L'Aquila, Italy last July, the 2008 food price crisis was fresh in their minds. The high cost of staple foods had pushed more than 100 million people into poverty and hunger and triggered riots in several countries. Led by the Obama administration, the G8 leaders pledged $22 billion to boost food production in developing countries. Some of the beneficiaries of that pledge were announced this week. Bangladesh, Haiti, Rwanda, Sierra Leone, and Togo will receive a total of $224 million in grants from a new fund set up by the United States and four partners. Navtej Dhillon with the U.S. Treasury Department says the grants will help lift people in those countries out of poverty.
But I think it is also the first real and strong signal that the international community is serious. It's in a sense really about some of the donors making good on their promises.
The donors making good on that promise are an unusual group. They include G8 members, the United States and Canada, but also Spain and South Korea, as well as the private foundation of software tycoon Bill Gates. And it's not just the donors that are unusual. The funds are administered by the World Bank, and program manager Christopher Delgado says there is an unusual amount of coordination among the donors and with the recipient countries.
It's not just an individual donor showing up one day and saying to the minister, gee, what can we do for you today? Or worse, in some cases, gee, we've got something we'd like to do and we hope you agree.
Delgado says countries come up with their own plans to help farmers after consulting with civil society groups and the private sector. They put up some of their own money. Outside experts review the proposals, and the countries will collect data to measure whether their programs are working.
This is a tough economic time for a lot of people, including in the donor countries. And if we're going to be spending money, we really have to show that we're achieving results.
What they are planning to do is just excellent.
That's David Beckman with the charity group Bread for the World.
The broad plans are right. The donor countries are trying to be responsive to what the recipient countries want. The idea of investing more in poor farmers is right on track.
Beckman praises the Obama administration for its leadership on the issue and says Canada, the United Kingdom, and the European Union are living up to the commitments they made in L'Aquila last year. But as the G8 meets again in Canada this week, critics say not all the leaders can make that claim. The advocacy group Oxfam says Italy, France, and the Netherlands counted existing funds as their part of the $22 billion pledge. And although Oxfam praises the United States for putting forward new money, the group's David Wasko says those funds may not be what they seem.
So it appears that there's some double counting going on, and the U.S. is counting the same pot of funds, both to its L'Aquila commitments from the G8 last year and toward its Copenhagen commitments on climate.
Others point out that even $22 billion is far less than what is needed to meet the UN goal of cutting hunger and extreme poverty in half by 2015. But there is broad agreement that it's a step in the right direction after the decades of neglect agriculture worldwide has suffered. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.